good morning.
Good morning, Radio.
Good morning, Detroit. We're glad that you're joining us on the Michael Van Tool Show. I'm your host, Senior Pastor Randall Smith of the Love for Christ Outreach Center, Church of God in Christ, where God is in charge, and I'm the servant. Well, we have a great morning. We're glad to be alive. How about you?
Amen.
Call in and give a testimony of how good God is. We're looking to speak with the anointed vessel, Madam Kimberly Baxter Davis, the Sunday morning team. Let's give them a shout out. And that great Henrietta Ivy, the one, the only. Mama Hattie B. Hattie Humphrey, and then the visionary himself, Reverend Mike Van Tool, and then, of course, Captain Kathy. Here we go.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thanks, Kimberly, for holding it down for the past 2 weeks. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And Henrietta Ivey's here. Good morning, Henrietta. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team.
Great. It's been a month since I've been on, but we're glad to be back. We got a lot to cover this morning. We got our guest host here this morning, Reverend Dr. Randall Smith. So we're glad that he's here. And he'll be holding it down this morning. We did have some technical difficulties this morning. Some of the intros weren't working, but we'll be right back after these messages.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tool Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tool.
Well, and we're going to have news, weather, and we got Missionary Humphrey coming up in about 25 minutes, so we're looking forward to that. Dr. Randall Smith is here. We are live in the studios in Southfield this morning, and so we are really enjoying this Get Back to Work Sunday. And but I want to thank the Sunday morning team for holding it down, Latoya, Kimberly, Henrietta, and now Bishop Smith. But we still want to hear from some of the rest of the Sunday morning team and give them a chance to sit in. In the news this morning, the Democrats have retained control of the Senate. The House is still up. Yes, the House is still up, but the Democrats, that red wave never materialized, and we're right back where we started. America has rejected those extreme candidates on the far right, and so now the Republicans have to sort it out amongst themselves and start floating some better candidates out here. So that is good news that we have some sensible, sensible people in this country that says that rejected the fringe of the Republican and conservative movement. Also in the news today, thousands gathered on Atlanta streets as a honored Migos rapper Takeoff with an elaborate funeral 10 days after his death. The Bad and Bougie Artist, which is their number one hit, was shot and killed at age 28 during a shooting in Houston on November 1st. He was remembered at Atlanta's State Farm Arena with a sold-out crowd of 20,000 on Friday. Takeoff was raised in Lawrenceville, Georgia, a suburb of the southern state's capital. The Walk It, Talk It rapper was honored by family, friends, famous friends at the arena. Performers included Justin Bieber, Chloe Bailey, and Drake. The other two members of Migos, Quavo and Offset, made speeches during the funeral. Less than 48 hours after the polls closed and Democrats emerged from the midterm elections, poised to take control of every branch of state government, the Michigan Republican Party released a scathing memo blaming their electoral failures largely on Tudor Dixon, her campaign, and former President Donald Trump. There's a forest of pointing fingers emerging as Republicans reckon with a total loss of power at the state level, and the party provided their own suggestions looking to the top of the ticket. Paul Cordes, the party's chief of staff, wrote Dixon's weak performance as a candidate. And Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer won by 11 percentage points paired with the motivation brought on by abortion access and proposal three, doomed the party heading into the general election. The hole created by Tudor at the top of the ticket was too much to overcome, he said. Dixon posted the memo publicly on social media, writing on Facebook, "This is the perfect example of what's wrong with the Michigan Republican Party, calling for fresh leadership." So the Republicans are bickering back and forth. But what did Tudor Dixon think? I mean, the Republican Party always sets you up and then cuts you down. Don't we all remember Keith Butler when he tried to run for Senate and how he worked hard to run for Senate, and then right at the end, they pushed in another candidate in place of him. Mm-hmm. And we ain't heard from Keith Butler since.
Nope.
Yeah. But
Michael Steele, the former chair of the Republican Party, they did something similar to him too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. There is a list. There's a list of people that have been burned by the GOP. You know, remember?
Yeah.
It was the old boys club that was running. She was the only female.
Right.
You think those guys were just going to sit by and just let her get away with and run away with the whole thing? They were working against her from day one. As soon as she won the primary, they started working against her. And she also, the night of the election, as soon as Michigan's polls closed, Fox News was one of the first to say that Whitmer won Michigan.
We had won. Yeah.
And she even complained at her concession speech that night that she was upset with Fox News because they didn't wait too long they threw in the towel early on her.
They really did. They truly did.
Now she knows. But, you know, I was telling Henrietta yesterday, I felt that she was very rude to Whitmer during the last couple of weeks. She tried to get real nasty, calling Whitmer a liar and that you're dishonest. I remember in the debate she was saying that, and I'm like, Whitmer has not been untruthful during her 4 years in the
Nope.
Um, she's been really too nice. I really think she could have doubled down on Dixon during the debates and got a little tougher on her.
Right.
Whitmer's been pretty nice, pretty tame.
She's been very diplomatic and classy and respectful during this whole midterms and these debates. Not one time did she ever come after Tudor in a disrespectful way. She responded to the questions that were asked and to the insults that were given. And Tudor couldn't handle that. And what I think Michigan saw, even from the Republican Party, did she ever talk about a platform or a plan to change Michigan to get it moving forward from a different perspective? She never talked about that. She stuck to the insults, she stuck to the lies, and she stuck to the rhetoric. And I think when you talk about the real Republican Party, they are not really about all that rhetoric. This rhetoric and these insults and these outright lies are coming from the Trump Republican side of the Republican Party. And the actual, from my own breakdown and analysis of everything, the real Republican Party is tired of it. They gave it a chance. They saw that it didn't go anywhere. They're leaving it alone, and they're getting back to business as they should. The Trump Republicans ain't liking that. Just to mention, when you say how the Republican Party, Michael, chew you up and spit you out, where Candace Owens is feeling that pain now because she is now calling out Donald Trump for, I think it was something he said to her at some type of a meeting or some, he said something bold to her, and she just felt she wanted to call him out on it. So she's feeling disrespected by Trump now. And I'm like, oh, so now y'all realize that this Trump Republican Party was never a good party in the first place. So the fact that we have won the state and Senate House in Washington and here in the state of Michigan, and then we're winning Arizona and Nevada and Pennsylvania, we won all that. That just goes to show the Democrats stood firm, they stood strong, they did it the right way, and the people saw that. And the Trump Republicans did not get their way, and the Republican Party originally is saying, you know what, let's get back to the real business of things, and that's serving the people. And I'm very happy that we got our seats. I'm happy for all the winners in Michigan. It's time to get to work. And now the Republicans, please get on board and just get to work. Let's work together and build Michigan and build this United States. All this rhetoric, it has to end.
I liked what Raphael Warnock said to Herschel Walker yesterday. He said, "Where are the plans that Herschel Walker has for Georgia?" And he's right. I've heard a lot of this little bickering back and forth from Herschel Walker. He kind of just talks in one sentences. Because that's all he's got left. You know, he's just got one sentence worth of intelligence, and then he stops. I know some other elected officials that do that. I don't even want to go there right now. but he's another one that don't have much behind the first sentence. And and Herschel Walker has not said anything about what he wants to do for the state of Georgia. Think about it. Kimberly, tell me one thing that Herschel Walker wants to do for Georgia besides take it backwards.
Nothing. You know,
absolutely
it's
nothing.
Exactly what Henrietta said. He's a Trumpican or a Trump Republican. And he's just following the rhetoric that they say. But there's nothing of substance. There's nothing of weight or detail to what he's actually done. I find it insulting that there was a study done that said the majority of evangelicals in Georgia voted for Herschel Walker over Pastor Raphael Warnock.
Make no kind of sense whatsoever.
No.
Why is it that the evangelicals, I think it's the Southern Baptist, the huge Southern white organization of Baptist churches, and the evangelicals, they all, what kind of religion are they practicing?
Exactly.
Because they're the ones that back Trump, who is not
right.
And Trump is not, he don't even know which the Bible was upside down the other day when he was in front of, during the what they call it, the insurrection. He didn't even know which way to hold the Bible. The Bible was upside down. And that,
he didn't care.
That scared me right there.
Right. He did it.
Right.
You know.
He didn't.
And then they choose him. So that don't make no sense to me. I thought they were an organization that was looking for people to improve themselves, to do better. This Reverend Raphael Warnock leads a congregation. He's a leader in the community doing good. And you mean to tell me they picked Herschel Walker over him? I'd like to see. Show me the document where they made the reasoning. Show me that document where the evangelicals decided. And I want to see the reasons why they chose Herschel Walker over Reverend Raphael Warnock. I would love to see that.
It's sad. They want to put somebody in a position to lead a party with no plan in hand. But how are you going to lead the party? Because they're going to do exactly what Trump did. When Trump became president, he had no plan. He came in and he would just make himself up, and he would just find himself to build on. He was throwing out information that he actually needed to help him in his presidency because he wanted to do it his way. So I think a lot of these candidates are following that same ideology. We don't need to do it by y'all way. We don't need to do it the right way. We're going to do it our way. And they don't have a plan, which will hurt the country and the people in these states and cities that any community. Like you want to lead Georgia, but you have, like you said, no plan to do so. But you're going to keep talking in circles, and people are going to get confused. Policies are going to get lost. Policies won't get made. Legislative laws will be destroyed, and there will be nothing to stand on. It's that kind of role that's going to happen when you get people like the Herschel Walkers and the Candace Owens and the Tudor Dixons and the Trumps. They have no plan. They just want to rip this country apart for their own personal gain. And I believe, again, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, we already been hip to it. They're starting to see that. But when you get someone like a large organization like this church that back Herschel Walker, it says a lot about their character, too.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
But can we talk about how young people came out and voted?
Yes, let's talk about
Democratic. Yes.
I saw them at my precinct. You know, I'm a chairperson at my precinct on the west side of Detroit. And it reminded me of 2008, honestly. With Obama, when Obama was elected, I saw so many young people coming in to my polling, my precinct last Tuesday. And matter of fact, in one state, they had one of the youngest young black guy won a position, elected position. I got to look it up, but young people really turned out. And I think that was, and that must have happened. Somebody said it was an online campaign around the country, but it did.
I'm so happy y'all said it. Yes, because I encouraged that campaign. I'm telling y'all, I was behind the scenes working with these young folks. I told them every door I hit, I talked to young people, and even my cousins from down south would say, "Well, what can we do, Auntie?" I said, "Y'all need to get online and start talking about voting." I started that movement. I'm gonna call it, y'all. I didn't say nothing, but I started that movement.
Well,
I really did. So
it
thank
worked.
You, Henry.
It
worked. I got these young folks motivated. Let me tell you. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, baby. That was me. That was me.
It worked. I'm telling you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Ow.
By the way, Tudor Dixon wants to be head of the Michigan Republican Party now.
Yeah.
So I guess she wants to try to go in and you know, since
change
they treated her that way, she wants to go in. But I just don't think she really didn't know what she was getting into. And now she realizes how bad they are. Former WDIV sports anchor Fred Hickman dies at 66. I was surprised. He was a young guy. I remember when he was gone, and I think he went to another city. By the way, Andrew Humphrey landed a job as chief meteorologist at a Memphis TV station. So he landed back on his feet. Good job, and he deserves it. I still can't give him the fact that they brought Kim Adams back, dumped him out, and put her as in charge of chief meteorologist for Channel 4. I'm glad he landed on his feet. Michigan, U of M, 10-0. I mean, Michigan football is unbelievable this year. We have not lost a game at all. And these wins are convincing. Like yesterday, what was it, 34-3? What a great team we've got here in Michigan. 10-0. I'm sure they're going to be in the Rose Bowl.
I'm sure of it.
Michigan State won too yesterday, close one, but yeah, Michigan's doing great. Kimberly, what's the weather like before we turn over, before I step out the way and let Overseer Smith take over here? What's the weather? What's the weather like?
Good morning. It's cold. It's cold.
Yes, it is. And well, thanks for the weather report, Kimberly. Thank you. That was right. That was true. That point. That's all we need to know.
You tried to move me. You tried to move me. You like, okay, we done.
It's like what else can you say? It is cold.
So there's a few changes happening this week. It's currently 36 degrees. I'm looking out my window. The sun is out where I am. We're scheduled to have partly cloudy skies today with a high of 41 degrees. It will be a low of 25. But if you look out your window, you may see a few flurries today. If you saw a few flurries yesterday, you were not imagining it. Yes, that was snow. There is more snow on the way. Tomorrow, more partly cloudy skies with a high of 42 and a low of 29. On Tuesday, rain and snow shower with a high of 41 and a low of 31. On Wednesday, more rain and snow shower with a high of 42 and a low of 27. On Thursday, a chance of snow showers with a high of 39 and a low of 26. And on Friday, again, a chance of snow showers, a high of 37 with a low of 23. And on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 34 and a low of 24. And that's the weather.
Great, great. Well, we knew it was coming.
Yes.
Let me say a couple of things about Commissioner, my boss, Wayne County Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. Congratulations, Commissioner McCormick, for convincing 87% of the vote last Tuesday. We took 17 of the brightest and best Wayne County high schoolers up to Lansing on Thursday. What a beautiful day it was, 75 degrees and sunny. We ran into so many legislators while we were walking around the Capitol. It was the perfect day to go. And it was a great day and a good learning experience for the teens on the Wayne County Commission Youth Council, which was formed by Commissioner McCormick. And then tomorrow we're giving away 200 turkeys to veterans. This is the third annual Veterans Turkey Giveaway by the commissioner tomorrow. And, of course, we selected some of the brightest and best delegates, which includes Henrietta Ivey. And we are going to be recognizing those precinct delegates on December 19th. At a holiday party at Pace, Michigan on Graydale on the west side of Detroit, the senior organization Pace of Michigan. So we're looking forward to that too. So there's a lot going on. And then, Franklin Wright. Franklin Wright's Spirit of Giving black tie affair coming up on December 9th. So any additional updates, Kimberly, our board secretary?
Just make sure you get your tickets. Tickets are going fast. We're going to have an amazing night. We are honoring missionary Hattie Humphrey as one of our honorees. It is going to be a wonderful event. And this is something that helps to support Franklin Wright Settlement in doing the great work that it does to serve the community.
Yes. And speaking of missionary Hattie Humphrey, when we come back from this break, we are going to be talking with Detroit Spiritual Ambassador, missionary Hattie Humphrey, right after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
It's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them, we find them and fix them, we find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them, we fix them and then we equip. Got them dripping with style, got them like wow, now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, it's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosrealty@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
We're back. Michael Van Tool Show on the Sunday morning team. If I may, real quick, I want to give out a shout to Pastor Cato Hart Jr. and First Lady Mary Hart of the Hold the Light Ministry, Church of God in Christ on Finkel, the Church website. Hope they're listening. We pray that you all have an awesome day today. And the Bishop Clyde David Jones of Agape Jurisdiction. All right, at this time, Detroit Ambassador and great woman of God, Mother Hattie Humphrey. Good morning, Mama. Mother Humphrey, good morning, ma'am.
Let me see if I can. Missionary Humphrey, are you there? Okay, I see on her line. Missionary Humphrey, you are on the air. Yep, I think we might be having some technical issues here. Let me see if I can try it. Missionary, are you there?
Hello?
Okay, we got you now. Okay.
You got me
Hi,
now?
Hi, good morning. The Sunday
good morning,
morning
to
is
the
here.
Radio
good morning.
Morning. God bless you today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you, ma'am.
Well, the Sunday morning team is here. Henrietta's here, our political analyst and home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to the amazing, beautiful missionary Hattie Humphrey. It is always a pleasure to hear your voice. Good morning to Detroit, and good morning to the amazing Sunday morning team.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, our lifestyle editor. Kimberly's here. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, missionary. It's always great to be on air with you. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And minister and gospel singer, overseer, superintendent, Randall Smith is here. He's guest hosting with me this morning. Say something, Dr. Smith.
Good morning, Reverend. Just break one, please. Good to hear you, Mom. Love you, Mother dear.
Missionary, we did not mention of the good time we had at Greater Grace last Sunday,
right,
with Bishop Ellis. We went there with my candidate. I had two candidates in this race. One of them won and one of them lost. Of course, we know Commissioner McCormick is entering her third term as Commissioner for District 6, and congratulations to Commissioner Monique Baker McCormick. And then my other candidate, Attorney Crespo, did not make it, but she tried very hard. I talked with her yesterday, and I think she's just trying to figure out what her plan of attack is the next time. So it doesn't sound like she's going to give up, and I think she's going to fight on and try again at some point in the future. But an excellent candidate, I thought she was, and she got a chance to meet Missionary Sunday at Greater Grace. I think looks like they just gotten back into in-person services at Greater Grace. And Tony Booker did an excellent job. He called Tony Booker was not even scheduled to even be there or sing or anything. And he called her up and to sing. And she really took over that church last Sunday. We had a great time.
Yeah. I enjoyed myself as always do. But this is the day that the Lord has made, and rejoice and be glad in it. I bless all of my friends that are listening today. This is a high day, and I'm blessing the people everywhere this morning.
Well, missionary, I know you're getting ready to go out. We talked earlier this morning, and I know I'm taking a little break, but I'm going to get back out again. My pastor called me, Reverend Moore from Greater Southern, wants to know when am I going to get back to church. You know, because I've been going out to three churches every Sunday in November, and we went to five this past Sunday, this last Sunday before the election. So he is asking, where am I? So I guess I'll take today off, but I'll get back to my church next Sunday. But missionary, thank you for jumping on the line with us and greeting the Sunday morning team and get a chance to talk. Go ahead.
I just want to say this to all my St. Louis people and Ohio people that listen to us. May the good Lord bless each and every one of you and the team. I love you, and have a good day. My car is waiting to pick me up to go to church.
All right.
We love you too, missionary.
Missionary Hattie Humphrey, Detroit Spiritual Ambassador. Thank you, missionary. I'll see you soon. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Bye.
Great. All right. Well, I know the team has some things prepared. So, Dr. Smith, let's start off with Kimberly Batchelor Davis. Share something with us this morning, because I know you have something ready for us.
So I do. I have a feel-good story, and I thought this was very interesting when I came across it. Living near water as a child is linked to better mental health and well-being in adulthood. Using research from 18 countries, a new study concludes that adults with better mental health are more likely to report having spent time playing in and around coastal and inland waters, such as rivers and lakes, as children. The findings were replicated in each of the 18 countries, said the author, studying blue spaces, in quotations. Mounting evidence shows that spending time in and around green spaces such as parks and woodlands in adulthood is associated with stress reduction and better mental health. However, we know far less about the benefits of blue spaces or the role of childhood contact with these waters has in later life. The team used data from over 15,000 people across 14 European countries and four other non-European regions, such as Hong Kong, Canada, Australia, and California, all gathered from the Blue Health International Survey, a cross-sectional survey coordinated by the University of Exeter's European Center for Environment and Human Health. Respondents were asked to recall their blue space experiences between the ages of 0 to 16 years, including how local they were, how often they visited them, and how comfortable their parents or guardians were with them playing in these settings, as well as more recent contact with green and blue spaces over the last 4 weeks and mental health over the last 2 weeks. The research found that individuals who recalled more experiences in childhood around blue spaces tended to place greater intrinsic value on natural settings in general and to visit them more often as adults, each of which in turn were associated with better mental well-being in adulthood. In the context of an increasingly technological and industrialized world, it's important to understand how childhood nature experience relate to well-being later in life. Our findings suggest that building familiarity and confidence in and around blue spaces during childhood may stimulate an inherent joy of nature and encourage people to seek out recreational nature experiences with beneficial consequences for adult mental health. Dr. Leanne Martin, co-author and postdoctoral research associate at the University of Exeter, acknowledges that water settings can be dangerous for children and parents are right to be cautious. This research suggests, though, that supporting children to feel comfortable in these settings and developing skills such as swimming at an early age can have previously unrecognized lifelong benefits. The current study is adding to our growing awareness of the need for urban planners and local bodies responsible for managing our green and blue spaces to provide safe, accessible access to culture, to natural settings for the healthy and mental physical development of our children, said Dr. Matthew White, co-author and senior scientist at the University of Vienna. This is true. As a child, my family, we would travel to Canada. We would literally spend the entire summer in Canada, and we were in a little fishing town or a small city between Chatham and Leamington called Erie, which my family still has property there. And we often will go up and just sit by the water. And it's off of Lake Erie. It is the same reason why today I can go down to the Detroit River and sit by water and feel a sense of peace and calm. So that is definitely true. So find yourself some nature, reconnect, get your Bible out, stay in your Bible, study, read. And as missionary would say, if you're going to worry, why pray? And if you're going to pray, why worry? So just pray and talk to God about it.
Man. Right. Amen.
That's awesome. Madam Henrietta Ivy, come on, come with it.
Well, you know, I am always in awe of this team and all the amazing information that we give every Sunday morning. I just want to say and kind of piggyback on earlier conversation that, you know, our young people really got out here and made it happen. I watched the lines at the college campuses up at Ann Arbor, University of Michigan Ann Arbor. I watched the young people coming in and out of the polls on election day. I had the conversation. And when I said I actually struck up that conversation for the on to start tweeting and talking about it in their social media, I literally started that campaign, guys. I did not know that they were paying attention to me when I said that. Because, you know, when you talk to young people and you give them advice and you, you know, they look at you like the auntie or the great grandmama or whatever they want to call you when you ain't in your 20s or early 30s, it's like they probably, I thought they was just going to be like, yeah, this old lady don't know what she talking about. But those conversations were so impactful on those doors. And I noticed that in those, during the election, that they were turning up and showing out and they were talking about it online and they were doing tweets and stuff about it. And I was like, wow, they actually listened to me. So being in that position of leadership, this is what you do when you talk about preparing the future. And that's not just with me. That's even our reelected officials and new ones coming in. We have to continue the work in building up our young people so they can have a stake in this moving forward when we start to age out in this political game. So I'm happy. I'm stoked right now, y'all, just to be honest, that our young people listened, they're ready, and they're willing to get out here and get some work done. And I'm ready and willing to work with them. I'm so happy that Monique Baker McCormick has what she has going on with the Youth Council. And there's so many things now that we can get moving in 2023. For the Democratic Party, we are building strong, and we are holding on to God's hand. And guess what, the change is coming. And I see it before my eyes. It's so good. I wish I could give you the vision, but I can tell you this. God got something good in store for his obedient children. I promise y'all that.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And can I also add, Henrietta, would you also talk about, because I talked about this on my podcast, the importance of women. We saw women come out at a rate that I don't think people really expected because reproductive access was such an important issue. Can you talk about that?
Yes, and that was such a, it was for me, in my experience in doing, for the whole year, and then when we started getting into the Roe versus Wade and the reproductive rights of women, that was such a fine line in conversation with women, but the women showed up and showed out, and you're right, and the young women, there were a lot of young women, along with sisters like my age and our generation, Kimberly, and the generation before us. These women showed up and showed out because what we realize is this. You're not going to tell me that what I can do with my body. You're just not going to do that. Here is where it gets even more beautiful. There were a lot of men also standing with the women at those polls. And they came out specifically to make sure Proposal 3 passed. When you have a person who knows what they're talking about, Kim, you get on your podcast, you give great information. I talk to the community all the time. I give the information I know that's best for them. I can't give them what I would do, but I will give them what I think should be done. When these women showed up at these polls, we fought, and we fought hard, hand in hand, black, white, Asian, Arab. It didn't. Mexican, we stood together on that. And that's another reason why we made it over the finish line. Because women and the young people came out. They stood up. They showed out. And let me tell you something. Thank you to the brothers and thank you to all the men who supported us during this fight. Because this was a real fight. This was a real, real fight. To have your reproductive rights in this state of Michigan, in this country, at jeopardy. So the women, we do it all the time. When we say get out my kitchen, get out my kitchen, and that's what we told them: get out of our underwear. You're not going to tell us what to do.
That.
And that's just where it was at. So the women definitely showed up and showed out on that. Young, old, middle aged. Thank you, ladies, for doing what we do. We said no, and we meant what we said. And when we say no, we mean no. No, don't touch our rights. Thank you to the men, again, for supporting us in that. Because I think that was another reason that could have enhanced it, too. Although we was going to do it regardless. But when the men stood up, we stood up even harder. Because now we had our support team behind us. So it was an amazing thing to sit and watch those numbers come in such powerful. They were so high. I was like, look at those percentages, man. Oh, we winning this. But it took work. It took work from you, Kim. It took work from Michael. It took work from all of the Sunday morning team. And all the work that we do and we talk about on this show every Sunday. We went out there and we proved our point. We did the work. We did the work, and it got done. So let's work. Let's get 2023 popping so we can get 2024. We have to have the same energy for 2024 because we have more elections coming up, and we have more elections coming in 2025, and then we come right back to this election that we just had in 2028. So we have to stay strong, firm, and stand together in unity, men and women together. Democratic Party, yes, Republican Party, get on board with us because, as you can see, we is the niche. We is the niche, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have to keep it moving forward. And if we keep this moving forward, this country can really change for the better. That's not how they're going.
You know who we haven't heard from the most? We've all talked more than our guest host this morning. So let's turn the floor over to Minister Smith. The floor is yours, sir. We want to hear from you.
Absolutely.
It's an honor to be here. All I can say is as soon as I said yes, so many blessings have been overtaken. Let me share this. I want to shout out to the fine lady. She opened up the door. She did something. God used her. Me and Brett Van Tool will be meeting this Wednesday. We're going to see a facility, which will be one of the homes of the Love for Christ Outreach Center Church of God in Christ, the city of Detroit. Now, there's some other things that God is doing for us, but we won't say yet until after that meeting. Now, I was taught by some great leaders. I want to digress to see if we can reach out to Prophet Kathy. He's on the line.
I don't think he's on yet, no.
Again, shout out to Reverend Cousin and Tool for the opportunity to host. My baby sis. And we have this needs to be a radio station. This needs to turn into a gospel radio station. Now, going into 2023, I told Reverend Van Tool, this needs to go into a radio show.
Okay, I heard you.
I think the podcast is very strong, Reverend Wendell. Randall, I'm sorry, I said Wendell. I'm thinking Wendell Anthony because it was something that just came across my screen and just came out of my mouth, so I apologize. I agree. I mean, we're working hard to try to promote it to those levels. We're going to get some things moving in 2023 to try to regain that and looking at opportunities to put it back on the national airs. But this podcast is very strong. I mean, the listening audience we get every week is strong. Mm-hmm. It's very strong. Even if we don't go back to a radio setting per se, this podcast is very popular. It's really a household name. It's popular. It reaches thousands of people weekly.
Yes, and podcast is really the way of the future right now. Remember some of that Red Table Talk. That's a very popular podcast that Jada Pinkett Smith started. Frankie Darcell just started her own podcast. So, you can go higher and higher, just as with anything. Yeah. I'd like to get to the point where we're on satellite radio, you know. When people, one of those subscriber networks, that'd be great, you know, to be on one of the subscriber networks. Mm-hmm. So, we can go higher. My plans for 2023 include bringing in a top high-level either celebrity or a public official during the first half hour every Sunday. So that's the direction we're going to go in for 2023. So that when you tune in to the podcast, that you never know who's going to be here. It could be the sheriff, Sheriff Washington. It could be a nationally known gospel singer sitting here talking with us. It could be the mayor one day, you know. So we're gonna we're gonna do that. We've done it before, you know.
Yeah,
we have. So that's the direction we're going in, and so we are gonna take it to another level for 23, and it's gonna be one of those Sunday morning destinations, you know, to listen to the show. And I'm thinking about, you know, putting it on video to do it, to show in the studio here live while we're doing the show on Sundays, so that you'll be able to see it on Facebook or YouTube. So that that we're going higher, yes. And I'm glad you brought
that's
up,
a great idea.
Dr. Smith, I'm glad you brought that up because, know, moving forward and upward, that's the way to go. That's what life is all about, you know. So looking forward to that. Yes.
Absolutely.
So, but, you know, Minister Smith, you've been doing a lot yourself, you know. You didn't wait for New Year's resolution. You started working on stuff already this year. You know, you got your ministry going. People are taking notice of it. Your musical career is moving forward and upward, you know. So that's something you're working on. You got your nonprofit started up and working on that.
Now, let me real quick. Kimberly Baxter Davis. The Lord blessed us yesterday. God Sounds Music Group LLC is on the map. It's on the map. We signed a guy from Ohio. And we signed a young lady here that you all know. So God has got his hands on the life of Randall Smith. And I'm excited about it.
Amen.
Yeah, he's honest. I mean, he's saying it because I was sitting here in my office one day this week, and one of the gospel singers walked in here. You know,
awesome.
I thought they came for me. I thought they was coming to see me. You know, since I'm all that. You know. And they walked right past me and said, "Is Randall Smith here?" I said, "Oh, oh, you want to see him?" You know, so I pointed to the conference room. But but no, for real. And she's one of those people like Tony Booker that she could walk in the church, sing a note, and everybody fall out because she is that good.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Tony Booker tore it up at Greater Grace last Sunday.
Booker is just that. She just, her sultry, soulful, just rippling. Her voice is just like, it's one of those voices where you know when she, if you know Tony, like we know Tony, and you hear her sing, the girl can sing, okay? She don't sing, she can sing.
Yep.
I thought I could sing. Tony can sing.
And one thing about Tony, that she's got, you think she's singing a note and you think she might be losing the note and it's fading out. The next note is as strong as ever. She's playing with you. She knows what she's doing. She knows what she's doing. She'll
that's
bring
the right
it.
Time
she'll
for
bring
she,
down
she
the house
it.
On the next note.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But that's the kind of people. You know, those are the kind of people that Randall Smith is attracting to his record company.
That is amazing.
And, the young lady, she walked in here, and I was like, oh, I know her. think she came to see me, but she walked right past me.
It was the opposite.
So, you know,
well, congratulations,
Reverend
Brother, because I'm very happy
don't
for
let,
you. And
don't let
congratulations.
Fool you.
Right. That's right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
This is a rock star team.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it
yeah.
is.
Speaking of rock
and
stars.
You know what, Michael, I just want to say congratulations to you because, you know, I have been, you know, we all had the opportunity to work in place, you know, doing the hosting of the show as guest host while you were doing your thing out there in the political world, making it happen for the candidates and, you know, getting everybody prepared for proper leadership. And let me tell y'all, and I don't know if Kim, if you looked at the statistics on the dashboard, Michael, this show is powerful. I was looking at those
yeah.
numbers like, ooh.
But
okay.
you know what?
You know
what I forget sometimes is how many people are streaming online, because that's
mm-hmm.
how I was listening to it
mm-hmm.
in the car. I was listening online.
Mm-hmm.
There was a
mm-hmm.
couple of few Sundays between churches I was able to. I went to my iPhone and went to the website
mm-hmm.
and clicked on
mm-hmm.
and was listening online.
Mm-hmm.
as you all know, the dashboard, you can't see who's listening online. You could see who's
right.
calling. You could see who's calling in,
mm-hmm.
but we don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Right.
We don't know who and exactly how many is
mm-hmm.
online. It's got a little graph there that shows you
mm-hmm.
where spikes and stuff. You know, goes up and down, but so
right.
I appreciate, and let me say it now because I know you all they're out there listening online. So thank you for listening to the show online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks. Listen, you know, tune in every Sunday 9:00, and all I can say is wait till next year when we turn up and when we have some major guests here. From 9 to 9:30 on Sunday mornings, we're going to turn up.
And you know what,
Michael?
Right. You also have listeners in other parts, of, in other countries. So let's say shout out to the listeners. And you have, I want to say I know I saw Japan. I saw Australia. I saw, almost a Venezuela. You have people
mm-hmm.
in other countries listening to your show. Listening to this show every Sunday.
Yes,
shout
yeah.
out to those people who are
yeah.
who picked it up in those countries. And look, when I said we are this is a very popular show. Those graphics, and my background is in IT and stuff like that. Y'all, I have a lot of stuff about me. Y'all don't know. Your graphics is powerful. They're strong and they're consistent. That is a great start to any radio podcast when your graphics are strong and powerful. You are picking up viewers in other countries. That says something about the Michael Van Tool Show, the Sunday morning team.
Now that you mentioned that, Henrietta, I'm looking it up now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few people right now listening in Germany. So hello,
mm-hmm.
Germany. We have a few people
yes.
listening in Canada right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ireland
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
South Korea. So
mm-hmm.
thank you guys for listening to the Michael
yes.
Van Tool Show and the Sunday morning team. And the 93% of the listeners are here in the United States, and the other
mm-hmm.
7%
mm-hmm.
are from those countries listed. So I'm looking at it right
yes.
now. South Korea, yes. Ireland, Canada, and Germany. Thank you all for listening to the
yes.
show this morning. And Henrietta,
and that's
you know
what I wanted to mention that because you know you wanted
yeah,
to shout out to
everybody.
Thanks
for reminding
because you know,
I have
them.
Never
yep.
mentioned that before today.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for bringing that up. And you know, I just went right to the statistics page
mm-hmm.
and brought it up while you were talking. So yes, thank you.
Andrew Merritt, God is taking this.
Absolutely. So again, thank you for those who dialed in this morning. Thank you to those who are streaming online and listening to it right now. We appreciate you very much, and we have plans next year to bring elected officials, community leaders, artists here to the studio to talk mm-hmm. with us on Sunday mornings. And you know who suggested that I do this? None other than the warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Our favorite
yes.
attorney.
Yes.
It's our favorite attorney. That's right.
Yep. He said, Mike, put those big name interviews on the first half hour and make sure you send the show out by email. So I'm taking his advice
mm-hmm.
and moving forward
mm-hmm.
with that. And
mm-hmm.
If I take any advice from anybody, it definitely would be Attorney Johnny Hawkins.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
He's doing something right.
You know he is. He's all over TV. Every time you
yes.
said
all over
CBS,
come on.
I'm like, go, Johnny.
And winning cases. And winning cases.
Yes.
Too.
Yes.
And
yes.
winning cases.
Yes.
He is the warrior lawyer.
Yep. So I don't know. It's not going to rain today, is it, Kimberly? Is it just going to be overcast?
No, it's just a few flurries. Sorry, it's just a few flurries.
Okay, because Mrs. Van Tool wanted me and Cameron to go out and rake today, and I was just looking to see maybe it might rain so that we won't have to go out there because it's pretty cold. But
let me remind you, I can't, a few flurries today. But rain and snow showers start on Tuesday. So Tuesday,
ooh.
Wednesday, rain and snow showers. Thursday and Friday, chance of snow showers.
So if you got
time to rake today, you better go get it up because you
better
have time
have,
at the end of
I
the
don't
week.
Have an, I don't have an excuse, huh?
You do not.
Nope.
You do not. Mrs. Van Tool,
well,
if you're listening,
you to my,
I got
to my garden. My gardener came and did my leaves the other day. I was looking at some leaves, like, standing there with my hands to my side, like, God, I got to break. And I looked up one day, and I heard some blowing outside. I'm like, who's blowing my leaves? And I was like, oh, thank God for my lawn man. He's blowing my leaves. Yay.
Yep, there you go.
So I got to wait a little this time.
He might just have to be obedient and do what he's told to do.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to be working today on the turkey giveaway that we're doing for veterans tomorrow, and it's not too late to
I was going to say, please include me in that. I would love to come out and help distribute those turkeys.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm on layover now, so I got a few minutes to do some stuff before January pop in.
Okay. Right now, I would say, you know, stop by the district office on James Cousins tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
anytime between 3 and 5.
Okay.
The sheriff, Wayne County Sheriff, said that he would send us a couple of patrol cars to keep the law and order on the street
mm-hmm.
in front of the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're giving it away at two locations.
Okay.
The District 6 headquarters on James Cousins, right on the service drive.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
mm-hmm.
also giving turkeys away at GRDC, the Grand River Rosemont Development Corp on Grand River at Evergreen. So those are
mm-hmm.
the two locations. And if anybody is listening now that is a U.S. Army veteran or U.S. veteran, doesn't have to be Army, but U.S. veteran, and you
mm-hmm.
would like to take advantage and get a pick up a turkey, call this number, 313-224-0881. 313-224-0881 and register to pick up your turkey tomorrow. So it's not too late to register and pick up a turkey. It's going to be first come, first serve. Got to show your military ID, and it's going to be from 3 to 5 tomorrow. At those two locations, GRDC
awesome.
On Grand River at Evergreen and District 6 office at 20169 James Cousins on the service drive. Well, it's about 10:04. Thank you, guys, for getting up this Sunday. And Minister Smith, thanks for sitting in with me here in the studio and getting a chance to be a part of the show. And thanks to the Sunday morning team for holding it down during the past month. And just, you know, I would rather have kind of been here because doing three churches every Sunday, it wore me out, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure it helped me spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
You got some feedback around here. But I'm sure it helped me out spiritually. So yeah, mm-hmm. I was probably better off foregoing. But I did miss being here doing the show every Sunday morning. Yeah, because it gives me a chance to let some steam off, say what I have to say, and mm-hmm. that's why I like doing radio, because it gives me a voice, and it's a way to have your voice, just like voting. It's a constructive way to have a voice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Radio, podcast, you know, there's so many bad ways to be heard, and we know, because the Republicans are doing it now. They mm-hmm. the conservatives, the right wing, they're, you know, and I still can't get over the fact that they, you know, wanted us to participate in democracy. They wanted us to vote. They wanted us to do things according to the Constitution. But now that we mm-hmm. now that we started doing all that, now they want to mm-hmm. fight us and bring guns and machine mm-hmm. guns and go up mm-hmm. to the Capitol and all this kind of intimidate
right.
people at the mm-hmm. polling places,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. one thing I did not like, and I know some states started fighting back and did and wrote up some laws immediately to outlaw all this. Why would you need to come in army outfits, black ops, looking like black ops soldiers with machine guns
mm-hmm.
to sit and stand or walk near a voting machine, the ballot drop off boxes, intimidate people?
Mm-hmm.
What's that about? Why would you want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like mm-hmm. I just wonder, you know, just like the same people that don't want to admit that Biden won, that there was you know,
yeah.
I see every once in a while I watch Fox News because I want to see what they're thinking. And
absolutely.
And I get tired of seeing Mike Lindell's commercials for MyPillow. He is
mm-hmm.
he is on, his commercials run almost every 15 minutes on Fox. And every time he's up there, he's selling, it's something new, and he's selling at a discount. He's like, I don't know what he's seeing.
Trying to make some money because he can't do it no other
yes.
way.
Mm-hmm. It's
yes,
a hustle.
Because, you know,
a
lot of the major stores kicked him out because he was,
mm-hmm.
you know, he was one of those people pushing that, you know, it was a fraudulent vote. People were voting illegally in 2020,
mm-hmm.
and there was corruption. There was no corruption. There was, you know, he's one of those people. And he also was putting a lot of that MyPillow money and giving it to Trump
mm-hmm.
and giving it to
mm-hmm.
all those election deniers.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how they, it's scary how these people are in such positions. They have important positions. They have major companies. They have millions of dollars in their bank accounts. And they're just as stupid as they can be, you know.
Absolutely.
And
bliss.
Yes, and thank God that a lot of them didn't even, that this country rejected them. And that was the big thing about last Tuesday. America
yeah.
rejected those fringe
yes.
candidates. And we cannot let them in. And,
yeah.
and every time one of them pops up, like whack-a-mole, we need to
yeah.
expose them
mm-hmm.
and make sure that everybody knows who they are and that there's something
mm-hmm.
wrong with these people. But, you know, it's
yeah.
a deeper issue. it's a deeper issue. The reason why they don't want to admit that it was fair is because they don't want to have to deal with us.
Exactly.
Because they don't want to have to deal with Biden because Biden was Obama's VP, and that now Biden has a black VP. That's what it's all about. And they don't like anything Democratic. They don't like anything Democratic or anything black. But but Henrietta, you're right. We need to start looking to for the next 2 years. We need to stay in the fight. We need to start looking at who's going to run for president in 2024. When I was talking to Henrietta yesterday, I told her my pick for president is Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And then Henrietta jumped in and said, Stacey Abrams could be VP. So, look, I think that'll be a great
combination. That's what we need to be pushing.
Can you imagine the two of them? And Stacey Abrams. In the last election, Gavin Newsom, he ran in California. He ran as attacking DeSantis in Florida. And that was just a preview.
And let me just say, DeSantis is going to be the Republican nominee. And we all need to put our effort because he is just a dressed up version of Trump. He is cut from the same cloth. He just is a little bit more polished and a little bit more savvy.
What they say, a lipstick on a
equally
pig.
Dangerous.
DeSantis
right.
is the lipstick on the pig. It's still a pig. It's the same old thing. It's got lipstick on it now. And he just he's just dressed up a little bit better than Trump.
They think they slick with that one, but we recognizing it.
And he's more dangerous too because and he feels
and he's younger,
and he
so you know he's more dangerous
with
that.
Yes, and because he won overwhelmingly against Charlie Crist, he thinks DeSantis thinks that he's God's gift to America now.
Yep. Don't be surprised if he actually used that term. Don't be surprised if that term actually come out of their mouths.
Yeah,
we
got to watch out. And when did Florida all of a sudden turn Republican so much like that?
We
got to
have some conversations with the Latino Hispanic community
because
there is a disconnect. They were voting for Trump and Trump was, shipping them out,
disrespecting them.
They were saying, well, wait, how is this happening? And I remember thinking, you act like you're the butcher and the pig, and you're like, well, he won't kill me. He's just a butcher. He's going to kill somebody else. And then when it comes to be your turn, you don't know how to handle it. But really quick, before we jump off air, Franklin Rice Settlements has a community resource day coming up this Friday, November 18th, from 2 to 6 p.m. They're doing a winter coat giveaway. There's food distribution. There's utility assistance. So if you're having trouble paying your water bill, your light and your gas bill, or having trouble with property taxes, please come through. There's a vaccination clinic for COVID and booster shots, for flu and child immunizations. They have community resource vendors. If you are needing housing or having trouble with housing, this is the place that you want to be. If you need mental health help or a direction in which to go, stop by. If you need STI or HIV testing, all of that will be available. To get more information, call 313-579-1000.
Great.
And Kim, it would be okay if I went to my social media page and just kind of did a short video about resources. Okay.
Yes.
Do
we
have a flyer?
To you, Henry. Yes,
do
I do.
Have a flyer with that?
I'll text it to the group.
Okay, great. Minister Smith, thank you for sitting in with me here. What you got coming up this week?
We are, again, meeting with the great evangelist. We're going to be locking in the church, and we're getting ready to plan a month celebration for Georgetown Music Group. We were taking the real estate investment company to the next level. So, need you all to pray that God will take his hands and just take this, everything that he's got me doing, take it to the next level. I can't do nothing. I broke it in a joke. And so I want God to have full control of my life. That being said, I loved hosting the radio show. And I'm like this. I want to do it again.
All right.
All right.
Well,
you did a great job.
You will have more opportunities.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to it. And thank you guys for being a part of the Sunday morning team. Have a great Sunday today. Enjoy the day and have a blessed Sunday.
Likewise, Michael. God bless Detroit.
Can we hear that song, You Are Everything?
Absolutely. Well, you're the host, so yes, you can. Well, let's listen to Randall Smith. God, you are everything.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be right. He's everything that you'll ever need. Right. Just when you think it ain't, it's gonna be.
What do you mean?
You
gotta I gotta wait for Mrs. Van Tool and see what time, you know. But I gotta work on that stuff right now. Man, they need to turn the heat on up in here.
Well, look, I'm missing. I've been going by the trip, but I can't go. Oh. I got a cold and coffee too. And it's sneezing. Go to donut, man.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
Tell me Captain didn't come on because I was gone.
No, people ain't that petty.
Oh, really? Okay.
Men aren't that petty.
I'm glad we had any folks, man. You know, I don't...